So a recent study found that urologists, believe it or not, performed 30% more vasectomy procedures during March Madness than in a typical week. Welcome to the GW Medical Faculty Associates Podcast. I'm Dr. Mike Smith, and today's topic, March Madness, and maybe get a vasectomy. My guest is Dr. Kelly Childs. Dr. Childs is Assistant Professor of Urology at the George Washington University School of Medicine and Health Sciences. Welcome on today. It's great to have you back.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, is this really true? 30% more vasectomies during March Madness. Is that really true?
You know, it's. I don't think that people are getting vasectomies they wouldn't have gotten otherwise during March Madness, but we definitely see guys, especially this time of year, around February, beginning of March, guys say, well, if I'm going to be, you know, a couch potato doctor's orders, I might as well schedule it at a time that's optimal. So March Madness is perfect this time of year.
I guess that makes perfect sense, right? That's wonderful. So
absolutely.
I think what a great opportunity, though, to kind of talk about vasectomies in general. I do think there's a lot of misinformation about exactly what they are, what the outcome is. So let's use this as a great opportunity to educate the audience. So let's start with, first of all, just give us the basics of what is a vasectomy.
Sure. A vasectomy is a procedure that we do. It can be done in the office or it can be done in the OR. It's generally the patient's preference. And we basically we snip the part of the body. It's called the vas, the vas deferens. We snip it so that way it stops sperm from being able to get from the testis to, you know, basically where it belongs, in the semen or the ejaculatory duct. So when you put when you snip that, there's no connection anymore, which means there won't be sperm anymore in ejaculate.
Now, so the minute guys hear that, right, they're going to think, okay, am I still going to feel the same when I have sex? Am I still making sperm? Go through some of that.
Absolutely. So some of the most common questions we get are appropriate questions. They're, well, what's going to be different afterwards? So number one, vasectomies do not cause erectile dysfunction or any sexual dysfunction, and it does not impact your testosterone. It can't. The testosterone, all those mechanisms are through other avenues than where we're working when we do these vasectomies. The only thing that changes is whether or not there's going to be sperm in the ejaculate. And believe it or not, after a vasectomy, you won't be able to tell. No one can tell the difference in the ejaculate before versus after, because the contribution of sperm is so tiny. Everything looks the same, same color, same texture, same sensation, same feeling, same everything.
Yeah, I think you just made a lot of guys very happy, right? That if they're going to go through this, everything's going to be okay. I do think that there's that misunderstanding that it's almost like I'm not going to produce any ejaculate anymore, and it is going to feel. So I'm glad that
you ran
over all that. That's good. Yeah.
It's a common misconception.
So who's appropriate for this? What kind of guy should be seeking this out?
So the guys that should be considering a vasectomy are guys who they're done with their family. And that means either they are 100% positive they don't want children if they don't have any, or they're 100% positive that they don't want any more children. You know, we talk a lot about vasectomy reversal or freezing sperm. In my opinion, those are not the right ways to think about it, because number one, vasectomy reversals are not guaranteed to work. Even in the best of hands, there's still a failure rate. Number two, and maybe even more importantly, it's incredibly expensive to try and reverse it later or use IVF down the line. So if you're not sure, if you have any doubts, if there's any question, I think that guys should hold off. You want to think in your head that this is an absolute, there's no way out, and if you're happy with that, you're the perfect candidate for a vasectomy.
Walk us through then how all this works, right? Kind of like paint that picture for us as a guy comes in. What's the pre-op work? What's the procedure like? How long is it going to take? And is there some time down from the procedure?
Sure. So the vast majority of our vasectomies, I do them here in the office. I will tell you, there's a lot of guys who are nervous for very understandable reasons. And out of the gates, they'll ask me, hey, can I get this done with a little bit of sedation? It's basically the same stuff we use for a colonoscopy, where he's not in a deep, deep sleep, like general anesthesia. But as far as he's concerned, he doesn't know what's going on. Those we can do in the OR. And either's fine. It's important that he's comfortable. So whatever he's comfortable with is where we should do it. The only times we'll ever do in the OR is if it's hard to feel the anatomy that we need to feel, that tube itself. It feels like a little thin piece of angel hair pasta, but it's under the skin. And sometimes it's a little more difficult to feel in some guys than others. Then we'll do it in the OR out of the gates, even if he says it doesn't matter to him either way, if he's not nervous, which happens a good number of times a week. Mm-hmm. But in general, we do it here in the office. We use a little bit of local. It's the same stuff a dentist uses to numb up your tooth for dental work. Same exact stuff. We just put it in a different spot. And most guys tell me that that's the worst part, because you will feel a little pinch with the needle. You'll feel a little burn. But after a couple of seconds, you're not going to feel anything there. And we numb up a spot that's maybe the size of a dime, a little bit smaller, because that's all we need. We do a no scalpel vasectomy, so we're just making a tiny little puncture, and we're working through that puncture. The hole is so tiny that actually, I can't remember the last time we had to use a stitch to close it, because it's so tiny, it closes up on its own after, 15, 20 minutes. So once we get the lidocaine in there and we sort of have him relax, he's laying down, we clean the skin, the whole procedure itself takes about 20 minutes. And that's including both sides. So 20 minutes, start to finish. And most, I tell guys, they've got the choice. Do they want to hang out and chat? We can talk about whatever they want. Or some guys are more comfortable if they ignore me and they're just on their iPad or on their iPhone checking their email. Whatever they want to do, we're happy with.
That's good. Or maybe talk about March Madness, right?
That's right. They usually are checking their scores and how they did with their teams. That's absolutely right. So after the procedure, I tell all guys, you're going to be walking like a cowboy for a couple of days. That's normal and that's expected. I really like guys to be a couch potato for a few days because, number one, they earned it. So this is their one chance to really milk it. So milk it with the family, I say. More importantly, the reason I like them to be a couch potato is because it gives them a chance to use ice packs. They're going to be his best friend. Ice packs, common sense, 20 minutes on, 20 minutes off, because this is not the part of the body you ever want to get frostbite. So, but it will really help with the amount of swelling and bruising that you would get if you didn't use the ice packs. And generally, most guys are comfortable with Tylenol and ibuprofen, and you can chat with your doc about a pain pill. I give most guys a pain pill prescription unless they're adamant they don't want it, just so they have it. But it's very few pain pills, and the majority of guys don't need any. They're happy with ice, yeah. Couch potato, Tylenol, ibuprofen.
See, that's not so bad, right, Dr. Childs? It's pretty
it's not
straightforward
that at all.
Procedure. Yeah.
And you can imagine why it appeals to guys getting it done in March, because they say, listen, Dr. Child said I have to sit on this couch and not move for 4 days.
I think you got it. I think
doctor's
that's it.
Orders.
Yes, that I think that's our connection to the 30% increase in vasectomy procedures. Dr. Childs, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on. Let's just end like we always do. In summary, what would you like the mm-hmm. audience to know about vasectomies?
Just know that vasectomies sound scary and it can be intimidating to talk about, but it really shouldn't be as uncomfortable as what sometimes it seems like. And you should always be comfortable when you're getting your vasectomy, not just with the idea of it, but actually not having pain during your procedure. So talk to your doctor if you're feeling any nervousness, anxiety, and certainly any discomfort, because we have ways to make sure that we keep you comfortable.
Perfect summary. I want to thank you for the work you're doing and thank you for coming on the show today. You're listening to GW Medical Faculty Associates Podcast. For more information, go to gwdocs.com. That's gwdocs.com. I'm Dr. Mike Smith. Thanks for listening.